Blog Talk Radio. Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie, and during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibrations to the fifth dimension. Welcome to Light Lunch. Today's Light Lunch special is Teary Comfort Soup, seasoned with my perceptions about the transition of death and the benefits of color and water for grief. I will also be serving a flower lay releasing meditation and a Light Lines gratitude writing session, so please have your pen and paper ready. It is cold and raining here in Rhode Island, and I am looking out my window at the gray skies, at the assortment of little birds perched on our bird feeders, and at the gorgeous yellow and orange autumn leaves, watching them fall fast and furiously to the ground. Soon, the trees will be bare, and the bleakness of winter will most assuredly come. Although I have lived through 60 autumns, this natural process always saddens me because I know the falling leaves are a metaphor for death. Yet, I also acknowledge that each leaf's decay will nurture the earth, encouraging new grass to grow in the spring. With their death, something wonderful will happen. Each leaf brings life, and that understanding gives me a renewed sense of hope. Last month, Nick and I had several deaths in our family, two of them occurring within the same week. We hugged, we cried, we prayed, we meditated, just trying to make sense of it all. And sometimes we even became angry. Grief is different for everyone, of course. Some people completely crumble, while others might console themselves by increasing their social activities or their workload. Some years ago, my father, grandmother, and Jag, our beloved cat, died within a few months of each other. I wasn't sure how I was supposed to feel, except that I did feel like I had been hit by a truck, a very big truck. For about a six-month period, I honestly didn't know how I managed to get from point A to point B. The pain was quite intense at first, and then my body, it went numb, and my feet, well, they felt like they were sloshing through the thickest mud, getting absolutely nowhere. For me, the world had lost its luster, its color, and I didn't feel like doing much of anything. There was a huge pit in my stomach, like someone had taken their fist and punched it hard, and knocked the wind right out of me. Sometimes I wasn't even sure I was breathing, or eating, or sleeping. But then one day, I surprised myself by wanting to write again, to journal. And I did it, and I found it was healing. And slowly but surely, I also found myself wanting to create things again. And I was guided to focus my energies into developing a line of angel aromatherapy healing products and a color therapy workshop to help others through grief. So something very positive developed from one of the most painful experiences of my life. Helping others helped me. Of course, I still miss my father and grandmother, even though I saw them infrequently over the years, because they lived over 1,100 miles away. But Jag, that cat had been with us every day for 10 years. He shared our living space. And I will always remember him, and I will miss his black little face. And I still feel his mischievous energy and still see him batting around those silly little paper balls throughout the house. I still believe he's going to jump on the bed every afternoon and be my nap buddy. That was his daily ritual, being my nap buddy. And I miss that. Washington Irving said, "There is a sacredness in tears. They are not the mark of weakness, but of power. They speak more eloquently than 10,000 tongues. They are the messengers of overwhelming grief, of deep contrition, and of unspeakable love." That was the beautiful Clair de Lune performed by Linda Holzer. I'd like to share a message from a card that I have selected from The Crystal Oversoul Attunements by Michael Eastwood. The card is Amethyst, which reminds us to take responsibility for our life force and to focus our energies in becoming co-creators of our reality. Amethyst is a violet color, which is one of the best colors I know to help us forgive and to deal with grief. During times of sorrow and complete disbelief, I often turn to color for healing. This was definitely the case after 9/11 when I found myself in a store that sold teas and crystals. And I gravitated toward this beautiful apple green stone. I didn't know what it was at the time, but I just clutched it and held it to my heart instinctively, and I knew it was exactly what I needed that day. Well, as it turns out, that green stone was chrysoprase, which I later learned is a wonderful healing stone, and what a blessing it turned out to be. In color therapy, the color green relates to the heart chakra. It relates to healing, love, compassion, and new beginnings. Green is what I sorely needed to help me deal with the pain, sadness, worry, and shock of all the events of 9/11 that so many millions of others were feeling. Besides color, water is another of my go-to healing friends. It purifies our physical and emotional bodies, helping us to feel better and to go with the flow. And when you add color to water, you get a powerful combination of healing energy. And this is why I suggest that people take a color therapy bath when they are grieving. After all, we are water. So, returning to water is like returning home. Not long after the loss of Dad, Grandma, and Jag, I went to my favorite beach in Narragansett, and I just sat in the lookout tower, staring out at the sea. I was searching for answers. The why them? Why now? All of those questions. And on this particular day, the ocean was that beautiful seafoam green color that I loved so much, and I meditated on its cleansing color ray, and I felt a little better. And then I turned to other colors of the sea, aqua, turquoise, cobalt, and lavender. I saw them all in the water that day, and their color energies helped me through the grief too. It didn't happen overnight. It was a process. But this is how my Colors of the Sea workshop and CD were born. This is how I pulled through, how I soldiered on through the sea of grief. I just kept swimming. Just kept swimming. Helen Keller said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen nor even touched, but just felt in the heart." I invite you now to join me for my flower lay releasing meditation. And if you are grieving today, I pray that it helps to soothe your soul. For this flower lay releasing meditation, place in front of you a smiling photo of your loved one or a smiling photo of yourself before your illness or your loss. Focus on the picture for about 30 seconds. Now, close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Imagine you are sitting on the shore of a beautiful white beach. The sun is setting with painted streaks of orange and blue in the sky. The waves roll towards you across the glittery sand, still squishy and warm between your toes. Next to you is a fragrant pile of tropical flower leaves in seafoam green, aqua, turquoise, cobalt, and lavender. You pick up the seafoam green colored lei first. With your head bowed, hold the lei against your heart and release all your pain and sorrow into its beautiful seafoam green petals. Say this affirmation aloud or to yourself. I release all my pain and sorrow into the ocean. I release all my pain and sorrow into the ocean. Now, toss the lei into the water and watch it bounce along the waves until the lei has disappeared. Now, pick up the aqua-colored lei. Hold the lei against your throat and say this affirmation aloud or to yourself. I breathe in peace. I breathe out peace. I breathe in peace. I breathe out peace. When you are ready, throw the lei into the ocean and watch it disappear. The turquoise colored lei is next. Hold the lei against your heart and say this affirmation aloud or to yourself. I release all my confusion into the ocean. I go with the flow. I release all my confusion into the ocean. I go with the flow. When you are ready, throw the lei into the ocean and watch it disappear. Now, pick up the cobalt-colored lei. Hold the lei against your third eye and say this affirmation aloud or to yourself.
I can see everything clearly now. I can see everything clearly now. When you are ready, throw the lei into the ocean and watch it disappear. Finally, pick up the lavender petal lei. Place the lavender petals on top of your head and then say this affirmation aloud or to yourself. I release all negativity into the ocean. I release all negativity into the ocean. Now, toss the lei into the water and watch it bounce along the waves until the lei has disappeared. Sit and watch the orange and blue sky until it has completely set and the waves and the sky are very dark. When you open your eyes, you will feel cleansed and renewed, free of pain, free of anger, free of sorrow. Now, open your eyes.
It's time now for Lightlines. If you're a new listener, Lightlines is a 5-minute writing session that I created to help uplift and honor yourself. It's about opening your heart and raising your vibrations by writing short, positive reminders about how wonderful and blessed you are. As you write your Lightlines today, I will play my heart chakra crystal singing bowl to help open your heart chakra. In a moment, you will hear the crystal singing bowl, indicating the writing session has begun. Then, after 5 minutes, you will hear the meditation chimes, ending the session. I hope you enjoyed today's Light Lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. You will also find this show available on my Right Lighter channel on YouTube. To learn about my vibration-raising classes and products, visit my Right Lighter Virtual Writing and Wellness Spa at rightlighter.com. Until my next Light Lunch on the 15th of the month, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.